Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. This year, Trinity University will celebrate its 75th anniversary in San Antonio, almost halfway into a 10-year strategic plan. The liberal arts institution is intent on developing their brand and the San Antonio campus. Trinity Tomorrow focuses on four ambitious objectives. So how is the university progressing on this plan's initiatives, and what are Trinity's priorities for the future? We're joined by Danny Anderson. He's the president of Trinity University. And welcome back to The Source. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, David. It's a real pleasure to be here.
So tell me about Trinity's rich history.
Well, we're a phenomenal school that has a unique history. We have been in three different cities in the state of Texas. Began in East Texas in 1869, moved to Waxahachie in 1901, and in 1941, the Chamber of Commerce in San Antonio invited us to move to San Antonio, and we were about to celebrate our 75th anniversary. Our campus is unique. If you visited it, many people think about university campuses being classical Georgian structures, colonial buildings, Gothic buildings. But in 1951, our Skyline campus was designed by Texas architect O'Neill Ford in a shared vision with then-President Jim Lurie. So we're working hard to make sure that everything stays strong on that campus with our strategic plan, but we're also working on our campus master plan to really take care of space there.
So O'Neill Ford is someone who, an architect that left his mark on San Antonio in many amazing ways. One of them is the Tower of the Americas, but also designing a tower over at Trinity University.
Exactly. O'Neill Ford, many think of him as being a kind of regionalist architect, but people also think of him being an outstanding example of mid-century modernism. Our campus was laid out to imitate a certain process and organization of buildings, taking advantage of its site on an old quarry and overlooking downtown San Antonio. The original buildings used the lift slab method that was pioneered by Engineer Slick here in San Antonio. So there are many ways that the campus is trying to be innovative, forward-looking, and express modernism, which is a great combination for Trinity as a very forward-thinking, pragmatic, liberal arts and sciences university.
And so now you're seeking historic designation?
Absolutely. When you look at the buildings designed by O'Neill Ford, many of them are seen as being his masterpiece constructions. The Parker Chapel on the campus is very outstanding. Our iconic Trinity Tower is a remarkable building. As you think about historic designation as a district, you're looking at ways to really preserve that entire orientation, the look and the feel of the buildings. And at the same time, preservation wants you to make the buildings be fully usable into the future. So it gives us flexibility to make some of the adjustments on the insides so that it serves the needs of our students in the 21st century. It's a great way to honor the past, but also prepare for the future.
So we're speaking with Danny Anderson. He's the president of Trinity University, talking about Trinity's strategic plan, Trinity Tomorrow. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. So Trinity's location in San Antonio is very interesting. You're sandwiched in between Breckenridge Park, that's right on your neighbors, and also the Monte Vista neighborhood. We see also right next to the University of the Incarnate Word. I mean, you have a lot of interesting neighbors.
We do. It's an incredible setting. We have about almost 120 acres just looking over downtown. Wonderful neighborhood right there alongside the Monte Vista Historic neighborhood. That district is phenomenal. We have some university homes that are located there. And it makes a lot of sense as you think about the preservation-minded organizations in our city, people looking at what are new ways to think about the Alamo downtown. For us to be looking at what do we do to protect the quality of our campus, we've learned in the process of developing our campus master plan that we're actually a kind of mecca that many individuals who are interested in O'Neill Ford's work see coming to our campus as one of the premier spots on the tour of thinking about what kind of a mark he left through his architectural work.
And you're acquiring more property. Recently, y'all picked up the high-end condominiums that were right there on Hildebrand. And now there's, 9 acres of undeveloped land in the historic Monta Vista district that you have also developed. So what's the plan?
So when we looked at our campus master plan, I'll talk about the apartments first. One of the things that you do is think about what is the future of student housing over the next 30 years? What are the things that we need to do to be prepared for the changing expectations students have? Many universities today provide some kind of apartment-style living for their students, and our consulting group quickly identified Trinity as needing to think immediately about developing some kind of an apartment-style living for our juniors and seniors before they graduate. One of our taglines is discover, grow, become. You want students to discover and grow and become more independent over the course of their time at Trinity. We were looking at building an apartment complex on the north end of our campus, right across the street from what is now City Vista Apartments. And the opportunity arose because of a right of first offer to buy that piece of property, that the timing was perfect. And rather than build a new apartment and parking garage, we were able to acquire that piece of property. It's not only that it fit us well looking at our students' needs, but it saved us the emotional price tag of living in a construction zone for a few years.
So you're talking about the land that you were looking at developing. Was that green space that is across Hildebrand from the town, from those apartments?
That is correct.
Where there's a jogging space there now.
Correct. If you're a student, you think about it as being the Frisbee Golf Course. It's a jogging space. So it also helped us, by buying that, preserve that green space in the heart of our city, which is a great opportunity for us, in our opinion. The other question you asked was about the piece of property, the 9 acres. They are to the west of our campus on the south end. They're across from what Trinity students call Prassel Residence Hall. It's a piece of property that was owned by the Oblate Fathers of San Antonio. At one point, it did have some buildings on it. Those were torn down. That is a piece of property that, as we realize that we are looking at a long-range future, the next 30, 40 years, we want to have opportunities for any kind of change that may come along. That piece of property, we will find ways to make it useful for us, probably explore some kind of an intramural field, may explore some opportunities to develop surface parking on it. But we really want to think about what are the options that we would have into the future.
So we've had you on the air before, and you said that Trinity was not interested in growing massively its student body. It was really happy at the cap that it had today. So why do y'all need more space? Is that changing?
One of the things that we're doing right now is looking at how do we strengthen the student experience. If you look at our strategic plan, one of the four pillars that you referred to has to think about what is that holistic student experience that we are trying to provide. About a third of our students play Division III intercollegiate athletics. Our sports programs are so strong. Last year in the spring, we won the national championship in baseball. So as we think about that, the space it takes to have good opportunities for your athletic fields is pretty significant. And as we think about, do we want to do anything different in athletics, having 9 acres really is not an exorbitant amount of space if you want to try and think about developing an additional intramural field. I know that some people have talked about we would like to have a dedicated lacrosse field. Those kinds of things require that kind of space.
But there's other space around you. I mean, Alamo Stadium is right across the street. Is there any way that y'all can, most times that area is not being utilized? Any thoughts about sharing that space?
We have some great arrangements with the San Antonio Independent School District. We are looking at ways to avoid building additional parking lots because we work with the school district so that we are fully utilizing their parking lots there most days of the week. So it actually has a lot of people coming and going most of the time. Periodically, we do plan events in the stadium. We played some scrimmage football games there. So that is a partnership that we keep strong and try to make use of it.
So talk about how you want Trinity University to be more integrated into San Antonio, into the future. I know that, for example, y'all were a sponsor for Cine Festival recently, reached out with and helped Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center or provide that. And so in conjunction with that, you were able to provide free admission to your students and also help bring some of those films to your campus. So that was an example of how you don't really think of Trinity University reaching out to work with the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center.
I hope that in the future we have opportunities for people to always think about Trinity reaching out and cooperating with many community groups. We do a wide range of activities that mirror exactly the kind of thing you're talking about. We open all of our distinguished lectures on campus to the community. We've had a very high-profile array of speakers over the past year. When I think about our history of being invited to San Antonio by the Chamber of Commerce, when I walk into my door every day, I see the portraits of three of the members of the Chamber of Commerce who are involved in inviting Trinity to San Antonio. I am very aware of the value and the importance of our connection with the community. As you look at what we do, providing a liberal arts education, and remember that we do that, we also have a School of Business. We have an accredited engineering program. We have this incredible pragmatic approach to the liberal arts that helps our students take what they learn and use it in the community. As you look at today's students, finding ways, and this would be one of the other pillars of that strategic plan, we're trying to increase opportunities for experiential learning. We're looking at ways that we can take our students from the classroom out into San Antonio to work on projects that are relevant for San Antonio. This summer, we've got a program called Students Plus Startups. With support from the 80-20 Foundation, we are going to send 40 different Trinity students out to work in startups and help subsidize the cost for those companies to use that kind of talent.
And we know that Trinity University and Rackspace gestated at Trinity University and became a big employer, a job generator for San Antonio. We'll talk more about that. We've got Danny Anderson here, the president of Trinity University. Got a question or a comment? 210-614-8980. This is The Source. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Trinity University, it's been in San Antonio for 75 years, located on Hildebrand Avenue, right by Alamo Stadium, Monta Vista neighborhood, Brackenridge Park. It's there, and it's been a big part of the city, although not frequently thought about as one of the biggest education institutions in San Antonio, like you to say, but it is a jewel for San Antonio, frequently singled out as one of the top education places for in the west of the United States, and the best values for your tuition dollar, and also very difficult to get in. Trinity University has the fourth hardest college to get into in Texas, according to education analysis group Niche. And so, and it's also been named the eighth most beautiful campus in the state. With me to talk about this is Danny Anderson, the president of Trinity University. And so we were talking about education opportunities, learning, experiential learning for your students. So you're talking about internships? Do you have a special program?
Yeah, so there's one other program that I think really illustrates the way Trinity is unique. It's called Arts Letters Enterprise, ALE. In addition to the kind of internships that people often imagine students from the business school going out and doing in the community, ALE is specifically designed to help students from arts and humanities partner with our entrepreneurship program and look at ways that they can be placed in nonprofit organizations in the city. So when you think about internships and experiential learning, our goal is to have that infused into every field that we offer study at the university. So there's a real breadth in the things that we're doing. One of the goals behind this is that San Antonio is looking at how can it elevate its reputation nationally. That often means how do you attract and retain some of the best talent. We see ourselves as being one of the best importers of talent for the city of San Antonio, and we're trying to give our students opportunities to understand what it means to stay and make a life living in San Antonio.
So Trinity University it's a top school. I mean, it is a really good school, and everyone I've met who goes there has been impressive. And so it seems like it is just a valuable resource that the city can use to, you know, we have sort of the educators, the professors that work there are a resource, the students who can do internships are a resource, and just the brand of Trinity University as San Antonio being its home. So how do we do a better job of doing those things?
One of my jobs as a president, and being here is a great way to help me do this, is to tell our story. I think one of the challenges that many universities face is, how do you get in touch with your core identity, your roots? How do you tell that in a way that resonates so that individuals can understand the life-changing impact that becoming a member of the network of graduates from that school can have in your life? I spent my first year at Trinity visiting every alumni chapter in the United States. There was one week when I had 7 meals in 5 different cities in 5 days, 7 in 7 cities in 5 days. But the thing that did was let me really get to know our alumni. I got to see how, because we have such a personal approach to the educational experience, we have a student-faculty ratio of about 9-to-1. Students gain confidence because of that relationship with those faculty mentors. They develop a lifelong curiosity that drives them to think about what can they do as they're making their way in the world. But it also really positions them to be catalysts for change. And thinking about in an age when people wonder about what is the experience like at a small liberal arts school like Trinity, it's phenomenal because it helps people move out so that they become leaders in their communities. They have very satisfying lives. They're prepared not just for a first job, but for the last job they're going to have as they move over the arc of their entire experience. If you look at our strategic plan, it's asking us to look internally and think about, how do we strengthen the different components of that experience? We talked a little bit about the experiential learning, the internships. We infuse that in every aspect of the curriculum, and we're asking ourselves, what are ways to make that even stronger? When you look at a school that is small, like Trinity, you have experiences from your very first semester to do the kind of things that often have to be rationed experiences that at a large school you can't do until you're in your last year, you've had a whole series of prerequisites. If you want to study television, we want you to have your hands on the camera your first semester at Trinity. And there are many fields where you could give examples like that. So that focus is just crucial for having the students completely engaged. We've talked a little bit about the idea of what we're doing in terms of the holistic experience in our campus. The two other things that we could talk about would be looking at the interdisciplinary things that we do at Trinity, or also talking about international experiences that our students are encouraged to have.
Our phone number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We're talking about Trinity University with the professor of the university, Danny Anderson. So how do So people from all over the country come to Trinity University to pursue quality education. How do we make sure that San Antonio students, that you're able to attract, you know, the best and brightest of San Antonio and are able to achieve? Because it's not a cheap school.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm very proud of is that we provide a significant amount of resources to students, some on the basis of merit, but many on the basis of need, so that top students can compete and attend Trinity. When we look at our student body, we have a significant number of students who come from San Antonio and Bexar County. So we actually have a really significant student population that comes from locally. I think the number, I would have to go back and look at my data, but I think it's really about 20% of our students are very much from our region. The stories that are exciting is when you meet a student who might have thought about never being able to attend college, and instructors identified real potential, and that student competed and received significant aid, and that they come to Trinity, and that they secure their dream jobs working either here in San Antonio or somewhere else. Those stories are fantastic. It's very energizing to see the impact that we're making in the lives of students.
So do you have any idea what that number might be, statistics for a first-generation college attendee for their family?
I don't have at my fingertip the number of first-generation students, but I know maybe one number that would help you think about it is that about 30% of our students are Latino students. The diversity of our student body is very significant. When you expand that to think about 10% who are coming from other cities, other countries, international, you know, we really do have this immense diversity that is very similar to the diversity in our city.
So I'm looking at the foundations for the Trinity Tomorrow Plan, and one of them, Foundation A, is strengthen market position and improve student recruitment. What's lacking in those areas that you need to bone up on?
Well, one of the things that I'm really proud of since I have arrived at Trinity, I feel like we've worked hard to turn that one around. We develop programs where we help college counselors, high school counselors know much more about Trinity so that they can help students who are apt to be very successful at Trinity find their way to us. We reach out in a very proactive way. We've also reorganized internally some of the ways that we go about our admissions process. This year, the students who are with us as first-year students is the largest and one of the highest quality classes that Trinity has had in 35 years. And we just closed the books on the new class that's about to come with us to start in the fall. And it's an almost mirror of exactly the same success we had this first year. So I think we've done a lot of things to, as you look at that plan that was written almost 5 years ago, address some of the internal processes. We've appointed a new person as our vice president for enrollment management, a man named Eric Maloof. He brings this remarkable set of skills that link the use of data to think about how do you know where students are, but also the people skills to think how do you explain to families what the benefits for them could be if they choose to come to Trinity.
So what's next for Trinity University? All sorts of interesting things happening, the acquisition of this property, seeking of the historic designation. What more can we look forward to?
You know, one of the things that I feel like we have a real advantage over other small liberal arts schools is that we have such a robust school of business. We have a long tradition of a highly successful engineering science program. We have within the liberal arts fields a long-standing Department of Computer Science. As you think about a world today where you're looking at students who are trying to prepare themselves for jobs that may not yet exist, they need to be flexible. There are titles being created for new roles every day. We have already all of the building blocks to prepare students for that flexible pathway into the future as they combine all of the things that you get from that wide range of fields. As we look at how do we help families understand what it takes to prosper, to be ready for the challenge of the 21st century, and understand how we have all of those opportunities at Trinity, and that it's not something that will be out there to get your chance at one time before you graduate, but that every semester we are seeking ways to engage you fully in those opportunities. I think that is the kind of story that will get us greater national renown. It will help students who leave Trinity have a bigger impact in the world. And it's going to help us as we think about how do we define what liberal arts for the 21st century can truly be.
So we've talked about all of your awesome neighbors that you have, but there's one more, which is like Lady of Sorrows Parish, which is right around the periphery of Trinity University as well. It's a sort of a working class neighborhood. And so any chance that we'll be able to see some interaction there?
You know, one of the things that we do with all of our neighbors, we are very present in the school districts and in the school buildings right around Trinity. I'm not going to say I know exactly what we'll do with that specific neighborhood, but we go into a school and our education department develops a deep partnership so that we're thinking, how do we strengthen this school so that our students who want to become educators can come in and learn the best? That partnership is very engaged with looking at the families who attend those schools, the students, what are their everyday challenges. Our urban studies program is sending our students out to work doing surveys. We have a lot of
it's
engagement.
Very engaged in San Antonio.
Yes,
absolutely. I've seen them out and about doing great things. I want to thank Danny Anderson, president of Trinity University, talking about their 10-year strategic plan, halfway in, what they're doing with Trinity tomorrow. It's great to have you here.
David, thank you for your time.
And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.